A mission team plans to ride out a super typhoon in the Philippines. Two groups have updates from Syria, and lives devoted to Christ have a surprising impact in India. Those stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Weather experts are keeping their eyes on Typhoon Haiyan. It's churning off the coast of the Philippines and is expected to be packing winds of up to 160 miles per hour when it makes landfall just south of Manila sometime Friday. World Mission has a team on the ground there. Executive Director Greg Kelly.
Our team will be a little bit south of that, so they shouldn't be in the direct passage of this typhoon. But many of the churches that we work with and have been a part of planning are likely going to take the brunt of this storm.
Kelly says their team will stay.
When this kind of a storm comes through, it presents a unique opportunity to share the gospel. We go in there and we respond and we do what we can to provide temporary housing and shelter and food, but we always bring the Word of God.
They do that with Treasures, digital audio Bibles in their native tongue. Funding is needed for 500. Pray for that and the team's safety. We turn next to MNN's Katie Harth and the Syrian refugee crisis.
9.3 million Syrians are now in need of help. That's about 40% of the population, and it's a jump of 2.5 million just from September. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says refugees are running out of options.
They're just trying to find places for their families to survive, and that's why you're seeing the spike.
With Syria constantly in the news, it's easy to turn a deaf ear. But Palmer says there's a face behind every statistic.
Every one of those numbers has a story, and that story was a relative, a husband, a wife, or somebody that was lost to this conflict, and none of them were untouched.
BGR is meeting both physical and spiritual needs of refugees. Find details at our website.
We would ask folks to pray that this conflict would end so folks could go home and get back to their lives.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
This is Mission Network News. One ministry is looking to expand its work in Syria. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says the time to act is now.
We just see a great opportunity in front of the church to reach out to a lot of these Muslims that are in the refugee camps. They're open to the gospel. And we're excited that God has opened this door. It's a tragedy, but at the same time, we see people open the gospel that before were resistant.
Klein and a fellow Vision Beyond Borders worker are visiting the country soon to see how they can have long-term impact.
That's what Jesus would have us to do, is to reach out to these people, see them the way God sees them.
They'll also be sending a 40-foot container of supplies to Syrian refugees in Jordan. You can help fill it through a link at our website. Pray doors to the Islamic world remain open.
Christians are leaving their jobs, and they're going into the refugee camps and sharing the gospel because the Muslims are so receptive to the gospel now.
Meanwhile, malaria isn't the only deadly illness carried by mosquitoes. The bugs carry dengue fever, too. Countries in Central America are battling an epidemic. Over the past 2 weeks, nearly 5,000 people have been infected in Nicaragua alone. Food for the Hungry is asking for your help. Providing bed nets and medical supplies gives them an opportunity to share the gospel. Visit us online for more. Pray for healing of those who are sick. And the impact of two people devoting their lives to Christ is immense. A young missionary couple from the Mission Society is planning to meet the needs of their community in India by starting a business. By providing them with a job, the couple helps support a family financially. They hope to read Bible stories to him every morning before work, pray the business will open without resistance, and that their employees will have open hearts to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries impacting the world for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.